here's a story from The World.
Ramadan is proving to be more difficult this year in Lebanon because the price of food has skyrocketed. During the holy month of reflection and modesty, families break their fast each day at dusk with a big meal. Enter the Fattoush Index, Fattoush being a salad that's popular across the Mideast.
Usually a modest salad of cucumbers, tomatoes, lettuce, and some olive oil and lemon. So this has gone up by 210%.
210%. The Fattoush Index tracks the cost of the salad's ingredients. It was created by Nasser Yassin, a researcher and professor at the American University of Beirut. Nasser, why track the Fattoush salad in particular? What does it reveal about food prices?
I mean, you know, with the consumer price index from last year has shown that by end of 2020, the prices of food have gone by 400%. So the Fattoush Index can capture quite well this basic salad, but also the difficulties that many, many people in Lebanon are facing. And Ramadan can bring this quite clearly because it's the month where people sit around the table as families, they eat together, they celebrate together, which is going to be very, very hard this month.
So during the month of Ramadan, what kind of pressures does this skyrocketing cost of food have on people over these 4 weeks?
During Ramadan, the price of food usually go up a bit, but the increase, this hike or spike of food prices is related to the fall of the value of the Lebanese currency, the Lebanese pound to the dollar, which has lost something like 88% of its value for the last 18 months or so. So this is causing all prices to go up. Even the locally produced product and ingredients for food in Lebanon are going up because they still need the material, the primary material from outside. So this is actually causing all of this increase in prices.
Can you explain to us, Nasser, in a simple, brief way, why Lebanon's economy is in free fall? I mean, as you say, it's been going on for 18 months, but going back 18 months, there were protests precisely about the economy.
Lebanon is going through an economic crisis, but deep it's a crisis of governance. It's the inability of the different political groups and factions to come up with a way out of this, not even agreeing on forming a government, a cabinet. For the last 7 months, the current cabinet is a caretaker government, resigned after the huge, you know, the blast that took place in the port of Beirut, which added to the misery of the current situation that Lebanon is going through. Whereas the main thing that they should do is to get themselves together and listen to what people ask for and form a cabinet that comes from independent backgrounds who can actually start addressing the crisis that Lebanon is going through. It's going to be long, it's going to be painful, but at least we need to start somewhere, which we haven't done so far.
Let me just circle back, Nasser, to the Fattoush Index. Have you managed to cast your eyes on Fattoush that, I don't know, friends of yours or restaurants have been making this week? I mean, do those salads look a little sad this year?
As a month where people celebrate and enjoy, it's not the same feeling, mostly because of the crisis we're going through. Also, COVID-19 and the lockdown have complicated this. People cannot actually sit together as family or as extended family. All of these compounded crises coming together at the same time. So it is a sad month.
Certainly not the same as usual. Nasser Yassin is a researcher behind the Fattoush Index. He's also a professor of policy and planning at the American University of Beirut. He joined us from Beirut. Nasser, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.